Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. House Republicans considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son.
Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
In an unexpected development, Hunter Biden announced outside the Capitol that he will only testify in his father's impeachment inquiry during a public hearing and will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings.
Yesterday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting that process. Despite some reservations about the lack of evidence, the 221 to 212 party line vote indicated backing for the inquiry, guided by the Constitution's definition of high crimes and misdemeanors, potentially leading to a president's removal from office if convicted in a Senate trial. There's been a pause in one of former President Trump's legal cases.
The federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold as the judges agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Trump contends that he is shielded from federal prosecution as the alleged crimes occurred during his presidency. Simultaneously, the Supreme Court has agreed to review whether Trump can claim immunity from the criminal charges as requested by the special counsel overseeing the prosecution. I'm John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve policymakers maintaining current interest rates, as announced by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell noted it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
U.S. Army Sergeant Maciel Hay just made history by becoming the first active duty female to pass the Army's sniper school. Hay, a cavalry scout with the 173rd Airborne Brigade, passed the sniper course last month at Fort Moore in Georgia. She credits a childhood friend telling her that she'd never make it in the Army for the motivation and her superiors in the Army for helping her get through sniper school. She is headed to Alaska now to the 1st Squadron Airborne 40th Cavalry Regiment, and she's looking ahead to becoming a jump master, although she said Ranger school isn't off the table.
You got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere.
Country singer Luke Combs won a lawsuit, and he's apologizing to the woman who got sued. Combs employs a company to go after people who are illegally making money off his likeness. Nicole Harness of Illinois was selling a tumbler with Luke's likeness on it on her Amazon site, and somehow she got thrown into the mix. She got an email that told her she was being sued, but that ended up in her junk folder, and before she knew it, a judge said she owed Combs $250,000. because once the singer found out, he apologized to her, invited her to a show, and is selling a tumbler on his site with the proceeds going to Harness to help pay off some seriously large medical bills. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
The top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and our next guest, Roseanne Forte, is going to be joining us in just a moment. And talk about the fact that some 11.3% of people in the United States have some form of alcohol use disorder. And we talk about it because sometimes the downside of this season, you know, you can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on, depression, loneliness, and that. It seems to bring a focus to, you know, drinking issues that are, you know, that become more evident in families. And can you imagine? I mean, here we are in the Christmas season wanting to think of goodwill and peace on earth. But yet, you know, we've got over 10% of our fellow citizens and family members that deal with something as difficult as alcoholism. Roseanne, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, John. Thanks, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you have, you're the author of an award-winning book called The Plans He Has for Me Daily Devotional. It's also a recommended resource for gotquestions.org where questions are asked about excessive alcohol use. Tell us your story and why this is something that you want to do in ministering to others.
Yeah, this is a completely new approach, and it's based on kind of my own walk. I developed some pretty serious problems with alcohol, and I didn't want the stigma that was associated with being called an alcoholic or being told I had to quit forever. And actually, while those statistics, 11.3%, are, you know, based on National Institute of Health, my personal feelings are, it's much higher because people don't admit it. I didn't tell anyone. I was a leader in the church. I didn't tell my pastor. I didn't tell my doctor. I didn't tell anybody.
But, did anybody suspect it?
Oh, my family knew. Yeah. It's pretty hard to. I would say people knew me to be a heavy drinker. I don't know that people were labeling me, but I definitely could manage my alcohol. And but I did a lot of my drinking at the end in secret. And I would drink before I went out and then kind of appear as maybe a moderate drinker when I went out and then drink more when I got home.
Yeah, just to kind of top things off there. And is your story somewhat typical of most people that, you know, they want to have? I mean, basically, you've assigned yourself to a double life, right? You've got the life as someone, you know, I don't want to use the term alcoholic, but for lack of a better word right now, and you and I know you
had a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely had a problem.
So, but that's what it is. I mean, you have, you're living a dual life, right? You want to hide this part of it, and then, but yet have somewhat of a normal life in between, right?
Well, and that's what I'm trying to change. I want to talk about it like people talk about weight or sugar, right? Sugar, like, oh, I need to, you know, kind of put alcohol to the side. I need to lose 10 pounds. But because there's such a stigma around alcohol, we don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so people do secretly suffer. And what I did, you had originally asked me about my story and how that devotional came up. I couldn't imagine forever, and I think that's what happens when there's substance use, abuse involved. It kind of changes your mindset, like, oh my gosh, I don't think I could do this forever. But I know there's enough wrong in my life mm-hmm. to where I'm going to challenge myself. So, you know, I did it for 90 days. And I was so completely transformed. I, mm-hmm. you know, I was happier. I was more productive. I had lost 20 pounds. My blood pressure went down. My resting heart rate went up. My confidence went up. I mean, who doesn't want all these things?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what is your family? How is your family responding to all this?
They're very proud of me. They see that I'm happier than I've ever been in a long time, you know. And they just see the confidence that comes from me. Look, when I was at my worst, I had lost my will to live. Mm. And so to go from that state, to have written a book and started a program and helping other people, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm pretty near retirement age, so I don't want people in their 40s or 30s, or they're just like, oh, it's too late. It's never too late to turn things around. Never.
How long did you struggle with substance abuse?
I would say, you know, they call it alcohol use disorder now, and there's such a wide spectrum of it. It's from, you know, wait, I'm having a, you know, 2 drinks a night, or it just starts as something little where you kind of want to put it down, but you're not. And then it just grows into this monster. And so I would say, you know, from start to finish, from start where like, oh, I really got to cut down. And then you don't cut down to, dang, this is a big problem. 10 years?
Wow.
It can go on for a long time, which is why I tell people just take a 12-week challenge and see what's possible. You don't have to define yourself as anything. I just want you to see how much better life can be. Because I think that, you know, society has lied to us a lot about, you know, the benefits of alcohol. There's not a lot of benefits to it. It's actually a toxin to your body.
Well, and this is personal. I mean, this is something, and everybody has their own experience, their own definition, and it's their own process, you know, like what you went through. I mean, 10 years you're dealing with this, and your family, tell us about your family during this period of time. How many kids? You're married,
I was married. I drank because I had a very difficult marriage. I was an executive. I had 3 kids of my own, a stepchild. Mm-hmm. I was playing traditional mom, working mom, traditional wife. So I drank to just deal with the stress. I think I hit it really well. I wasn't the typical, and I guess that might be the audience I'm speaking to, because there is a big audience of successful people that have used it to deal with stress and said, uh-oh.
Yes.
You know.
And like you say, you wake up one morning and you got an 80,000-pound gorilla on your chest here. And exactly. What you're saying, Roseanne, I remember the first time I went to New York, and I went down to the Bowery District and talking with somebody and realizing that a lot of people that were there were, you know, alcoholics, and I mean, it was so sad to see what they had reduced themselves to. And many of them, you know, they're Wall Street people, Wall Street executives, very successful. And they found themselves homeless and living in the Bowery District. So it can, as you say, it can run the whole spectrum. And there's a lot to the story and a lot to understand. Roseanne Forte is with us, and we'll continue with our conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Roseanne Forte continues with us. As we had said in the opening segment, 11.3% of people in the United States have some form of alcohol use disorder. And there's much to understand about this. You know, Roseanne, you know, sometimes, again, you know, when we go down that road, and you know better because you've been there, you've bought the T-shirt and all that, But that you kind of buy into a lie, and it just you got this web of lies that just keep mounting up. When do you come to that point and realize that you have a problem?
I think, you know, a lot of people say, oh, this person is in denial, but I kind of push back on that a little bit. I think that people know when alcohol starts controlling them versus them controlling the alcohol. I think they just don't want to admit it because of the stigma. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly the case with me, and I've been coaching for a long time executives at a very high level. And, you know, I used to be an enrollment coach for another organization, and I would say, well, there's always AA, and they're like, no way. And I don't want to put that down because they have saved so many lives, but
right.
There are just so many people that are in that 10-year journey, right? Mm. I'm just here to say, don't wait till you hit the wall, right?
Right.
For me, there is usually an event, and that event can be a marriage problem, a productivity problem at work, a health problem, a mental wellness problem. There is something that happens. And for me, it was COVID-19. People could have gone two directions, right? But I also used to be a heavy smoker.
Oh,
and, you know, two things that you needed to survive COVID were a good, healthy lung function and a good, healthy immune system. And
exactly.
Excessive alcohol use affects kind of both.
Mm-hmm.
And while I had at one point lost my will to live, I guess I had some parameters around that. Not in a hospital, not in a ventilator, not without
exactly.
my family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I had this picture of the bodies in Italy, like being thrown into that refrigerator truck.
That
scared me enough to take action. And that was my defining moment. And everybody has part of this is just trying and trying again and trying again. And I just want to share with people, don't let that get you down. That's part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the process of going, wait, I really do think this is controlling me versus you controlling it. And so, you know, my tagline is free yourself from the psychological slavery of your alcohol habit. And it is, people were discouraging me to use that word at first, the slavery word, but anybody who's been trapped in it thinks it's the perfect description.
Right.
You want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Those
are people of faith, Roseanne. They recognize that. You know, the Bible talks about being a slave to sin. Something, we're going to be beholden to something. And if it's not godly, then it's sinful, chances are, more likely. And we do become enslaved to that. You know, God did not create us to become slaves. He created us to enjoy liberty and freedom. Now, we have various levels of freedom around the world. I get that. And in many cases, it's not by choice, but because we have all kinds of, you know, opportunities, I guess, and ways that we can fall. But in this particular case, yes, I think that's the ultimate gift that God gives us. He gives us our liberty. And when you have that sense of freedom, and for you, you've gone through that metamorphosis. I mean, it is life changing beyond dimension, beyond anything you could ever imagine. Because here you are, you were a very effective executive. You have an executive mindset and intellect, and you've gone through this experience. And by God's grace, you are utilizing this experience, and you're tying these together and even analyzing it to the point of saying, hey, even the language is off here. Can we say this better in such a way that is more motivational, that is more encouraging, right?
Absolutely. And I love that you just gave this analogy of God gives us, you know, the ability to choose, because that I talk a lot about that. We can choose God or not choose God. We can choose sin or not choose sin. We can choose alcohol or not choose alcohol. We can, you know, there is a certain amount of physical addiction that has to, you know, kind of be addressed at the beginning, but that part is done in 2 weeks to a month. That's why rehabs for the worst, you know, situations, they keep you inside for 30 days generally so that your body can detox. But for most people, we don't get to that point. I was a pretty heavy drinker and, you know, I quit without pharmaceutical help. But once... Mm-hmm. Once your body
when you say you were a heavy drinker, I'm sorry. What did your day look like? How much did you drink?
That is one of the few questions like I skirt, and I will tell you why, but I will give you an indication.
Okay.
It was. I would always open a bottle of wine and think it was going to be a glass, and then I'd get three quarters to empty, and I'd go, I need something stronger, and then I'd go to Maker's Mark on the rocks, and I'd keep pouring that until I kind of forgot. So if that gives you any indication. And the reason I skirt that is because people compare. If they drink less than me, then they're like, well, I wasn't as bad as
It's not as bad. Yeah, exactly.
Right. If they drink more than me, then they say, well, she doesn't understand where I am. Right. Yeah. And so there's always this justification. Let's just say I drank way too much. It was controlling my life. And for some people, that's one or two glasses a night. I know people that weigh 95 pounds. And if you're drinking two glasses of wine at night, it's wrecking your life. You're not sleeping well. You're not processing well. You're angrier. You're on edge. It affects all of us the same way. You know.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about the language, Roseanne. We've got about 2.5 minutes left here. I want to talk about the language, the importance of words, and you know, about your devotional.
Yeah, I want people to take the challenge. That's the language that I use. Mm-hmm. Take the challenge to see what's possible. Put it to the side and see that God has a better plan for you. And I don't use any terms like alcoholic. I'm actually doing a beta test at a church of a program using the devotional, and somebody came in with a drug habit, meth, and he was going to Narcotics Anonymous, and he goes, oh, I hate this stuff that I have to be a drug addict for the rest of my life. I'm like, who said?
Yeah.
You know, dude, you just get to choose meth or not choose it, choose God or not choose it, and this was a life-defining moment for him.
Right.
I'm not kidding you.
Yes.
And I just don't think God wants us to label our sins and be defined from them. As you mentioned, we're free from them.
Right.
So I don't.
It's about identity. Identity is so crucial in all this, isn't it?
Right. You are a child of God, created with a gift to be used in the kingdom with a purpose. And I don't use alcoholic. I don't use sober. Not that that isn't a legitimate term, but when we use it, it creates the stigma. The stigma word. People, if you, Bill, just don't want to drink, you just say no, thank you, I'm not drinking, or no, thank you, I don't drink. You don't go, no, thank you, I'm sober, right?
Right. Well, it's almost like you're putting the hooks back in when you make that claim, right?
Right, right.
In a sense.
Yeah.
You're taking yourself back. The book, The Plans He Has For Me, Daily Devotional, available at all the usual places, Roseanne?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, check it out. Roseanne Forte has been our guest. Author of the book, The Plans He Has For Me, A Daily Devotional. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Roseanne.
Would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it
it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. House Republicans considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son. Hunter Biden announcing outside the Capitol yesterday that he will only testify in his father's impeachment inquiry during a public hearing and will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings. Yesterday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. There's been a pause in one of former President Trump's legal cases. The federal election interference case against him is temporarily on hold, as the judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Federal Reserve policymakers maintaining the current interest rate, noting it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. We got questions, we got answers. That's why he's here. Hey, Jordan, how we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. Last week we talked, actually 2 weeks ago, we were talking Bidenomics. You know, it's not working. The president says it's working. Now Democrats are saying not so. In fact, we don't even want to talk about it anymore, right?
Yeah, well, the markets are saying something as well. Recently gold has soared to an all-time high, well over $2,000 an ounce. And Bitcoin has just been on a tear. Bitcoin's up to almost 44,000 per Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. It's up about 150% this year. It's been amazing. The best performing asset. And what's that telling you? That's the market.
Exactly. That's my
telling
question.
You that mm-hmm. they are losing faith in the ability of the U.S. government to manage its debts. It's just going into more and more debt all the time. We're up to almost $34 trillion now. We're adding additional debt all the time. I mean, the money for Ukraine and Israel and southern border and just one thing after another. So the markets are saying we are worried that the dollar is going to be devalued here with all this debt that we're taking on. So it's not me saying it's the market saying it.
Well, even Moody's, last month they had said, they've got an eye, it's with caution, America's credit, and of course, China. China's losing standing because they're in trouble. I mean, this is all around the world, and you mentioned the war. So what happens if you throw a war and you run out of money?
You lose the war is what's going to happen. I mean, Ukraine, we're talking about giving them $61 billion. It's caught up in a big controversy in Congress, and if they don't get them the money, Ukraine could literally run out of bullets and lose the war with Russia, which would not be a good thing. Mm-hmm. But all these things are coming together at once, mm-hmm. And the market is voting against it. Think of it that way. When you lose faith, you go to hard assets, which is gold, and Bitcoin is a hard asset today, too, because there's a limited amount of it.
Right.
And people around the world are putting money into Bitcoin as a kind of a safety haven. And it's true that the Chinese as well. The Chinese are buying gold and trying to get money out of the country because they're losing faith in their leaders. Their real estate market is in just complete collapse right now. All these people have put their money into these apartments that are never going to be completed. So the two largest economies in the world are really getting hurt right now, Bill.
Well, and as you say, real estate, I mean, look what's happening. I was just reading a report today, Jordan, that people who get divorced, they're forced to keep living together because they can't afford to move out of the house of which they're divorcing each other from.
Because the mortgage, they might have a good mortgage rate of 3 or 4% from a few years ago. Yeah. If they would go out and buy homes individually, that'd be 8%, something like that.
Yeah.
So I guess they just live on separate floors or something. But
One end of the building, the other end, or you get the garage or whatever. You know, we got to make this work because we just can't afford, emotionally we're divorced. We just can't afford to,
financially be divorced.
Yeah, correct. Financially be divorced. And the other thing, too, that's happening, I think is quite interesting. I don't know if you saw this or not. I'm sure you did. Is that here, the market, as you say, it's in the tank, except for what they call the Magnificent Seven, right? That's creating trillions of dollars of wealth. And then guess what? The government looks at that. They just can't help themselves. And they want to destroy the only thing that's laying eggs right now. They want to go and kill it. What's wrong with these ads?
Yeah, that's right. These are the big job creators. That's correct. And so they're jealous of them, actually, I think. But this is the engine of our economy, and we need them to be strong, both domestically and internationally. I mean, these are strong companies that help America project strength around the world. If you're Microsoft or NVIDIA or Google, you don't want to be hurting the golden gooses, I guess you might say.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that 401ks right now, they're being buttressed by these Magnificent Seven companies. And now you go and you pummel them. Already people are losing thousands of dollars in their 401ks. I don't know, 20-25%, that they've lost this year. This is brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. And the other thing that the market is telling you, interest rates have actually been falling lately, which is telling you the economy is weakening sharper than the official numbers are saying. So the long-term treasury, the 10-year treasury, which about a month ago was about 5%, is now about 4.2%. That's really dropped a lot. And that's telling you the economy is weakening. Unemployment's going to be going up. You already have a recession in the manufacturing sector. Even travel and hospitality, which has been very strong, the most recent ADP numbers, there was a loss of 7,000 jobs in the latest month. We've been having gains in leisure and hospitality of like 70,000 and 80,000 per month. So even an area that had been very strong is now getting weak as well. So it's just a combination of factors. And that's why I think people should definitely have some money in gold and Bitcoin as a kind of a hedge against all these other things going on around the world.
Yeah, Bitcoin makes my heart race.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, it's volatile, no question about it.
That's what I'm saying.
But volatile can mean up, too. I mean, it got as low as 16,000 about a year or so ago. It's now up to about 44,000. At the peak, it was about 69,000 at the end of 2021. So, yes, it's volatile. But I think in the long run, as an alternative to the dollar, that's where a lot of people are going to keep putting their money. Yeah.
How is it going to survive with the fact that the government keeps wanting to move into, a controlled...
beyond the government.
Well, I know that part is. Yes.
It is. It's not controlled by a specific person or government that can be squashed. Now, some places have tried, for example, China tried to stop mining of new cryptocurrency. So all those huge operations moved offshore. There's always going to be a place that what's going to take them. It's a truly global currency these days. And I deal with a lot of rich people all the time. A lot of them want to buy Bitcoin. A lot of them. And they want to put millions of dollars into it because they see it as a safe haven.
Yeah, but is now the time to buy when it's, on such a...
I think it's going higher. Really? I was saying this before. When it was in the 20s and the 30s, now it's in the mid-40s. I think you could go to 100,000 or more. So, because it's a limited. There's only 21 million ever that can be created. So there's a limited supply of these things. Uh-huh. So, yes, I think you should have some money. You don't have to buy the complete Bitcoin for $40,000. You can buy, you know, fractional shares. But I think you should have some in your portfolio, yes.
What about gold?
Absolutely. I mean, gold has had a big move here. Again, there's the shortage of the amount of gold, mm-hmm. and the demand for it is huge. So I think you need some gold and Bitcoin. You can buy, you know, physical bond, or you can buy, like, GLD or gold mining shares. There's lots of easy ways to get it. But I think as a hedge against, it's not only inflation, it's all this instability of these major governments around the world. That's where people are putting their money.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about this, Jordan, I mean, here you've got Ukraine and Russia coming to a near stalemate, and Israel, you know, pushing forward, you know, for their objective of getting rid of Hamas, even though the U.S. has said you don't have enough credit for that. That's interesting to see, you know, what will develop out of there, if there will be a decoupling or at least a lessening of significance in the relationship between the U.S. and Israel.
Well, Israel doesn't like being told how to prosecute its war.
Well, do you think anybody would like, especially when you're hearing from somebody that hasn't won a war in about 50, 60 years? It's like, please.
They know how to do it, and you got to let them do their thing. You know, it's brutal, it's ugly, but so is Hamas. I mean, I've been seeing videos of how Hamas was having headquarters in, like, kindergartens, literally.
Yeah.
You know, the principal's office was actually a Hamas stronghold, and in hospitals, and, I mean, they're just... How are you going to get rid of them if you don't wipe out these places that they were using civilian targets? You know, it's just, so Israel knows exactly what they're doing, and they have to do it because they can't be threatened like this ever again.
Yeah, I think the two-state solution is all but done, and it should be.
Yeah.
And then they're going to sit there and look at the West Bank, which they should have never given up after the Six-Day War. But that's just my humble opinion. What do I know?
But so it's an interesting situation as we end 2023, setting up for 2024. The markets are speaking, let's put it that way.
You got it. There he is, America's Money Answers man. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
Jordan at moneyanswers.com is my email. Always glad to help you listen to this, Bill.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Santa Land, it's a Christmas-only thing. Where ho-ho hats always stay in style. Santa Land, better than a dream. It's the place where
just hearing the song makes you smile, right? And it gives you ho-ho hat envy is what it does. Santa Land, getting you in the spirit. And we've got the star of the hit family franchise, not only Santa Land, but also Farmer and the Bell. My good friend Jen Gotson joins us this morning. Hey, Jen, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I thought I'd bring you in with a little Santa Land music. I mean, get us in the mood here. Huh?
Kind of makes you want to snap your fingers and clap your feet. You know, John Schneider sings it in the movie The Farmer and the Bell and rallies up the entire group of cast. And, boy, it's a good time.
you can't help but smile. It's so engaging and uplifting. The natural response is your head bobbing, you're smiling. It's all good, you know. So even in the midst of probably the worst situation at a mall trying to find a parking spot, you hear Santa Land and it's all good, right?
It does. A little trivia. Justin Peters, who wrote the song, he's actually in the movie. So when you see someone playing on the ukulele, that's the creator, along with Steve Rupi. And Bill, he called up Rhonda Vincent out of the blue, and he said, Rhonda, would you like to come sing on a song for the movie? She said, yes. She was in Nashville and popped over, recorded it, and we have now a Grammy-winning artist as the co-singer in Santa Land.
How cool is that? Well, tell us what's, it's the season for Santa Land, so give us the latest update.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're excited. We're seeing people rent The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santa Land on YouTube. And, you know, we keep hearing people say that this is their favorite Christmas movie, which is just an honor. It's an honor. And then some people compare it to a Hallmark movie, but funnier and deeper. And the biggest thing that I'm seeing, Bill, is that women, I would say 40 years and over, watching the movie, they're walking away with a message of value. And we just got a phone call a couple days ago, one of the women who saw the movie and said, my sister was just committed into the hospital for her suicide attempt. She said, I watched this movie and I needed to get her the bracelet and the book that go with the movie to tell her that her value is based in Jesus. not in what the world tells you about your image. And those are the messages why we made the movie. And for dads, it's a great way to talk with their daughters who are struggling right now with, you know, not feeling like they can fit in or pretty enough.
Yeah. The thing is so tough right now, Jen, with the culture, is that there is such a spiritual battle that's taking place on all levels, and we need to go into this with our eyes wide open, with a level of increased maturity and discernment to see the evil and call it out for what it is. I mean, when you have a situation, only to bring the current context into play here so you can understand where I'm going with this, is that when you, for example, see what happened in Israel with the evil that was demonstrated there and come away and somehow think that you don't understand the evil, you know, the book of Hebrews talks about that the lack of maturity causes you to not be able to perceive evil. And this is what we're seeing right now in the culture, is evil is being manifest at such levels that it's putting our daughters, our sons at risk like never before. Jen, like we didn't, when we were growing up, we never experienced, you know, conflicts and peer pressure and stuff like, but not to this level. And, you know, to the point that in the last couple of years, I mean, here we are, we've got, you know, parents and teachers, you know, trying to alter the identity of kids, their sexual identity. Ugh. This is how bizarre it has gotten. So the message of, you know, the farmer and the bell and Santa Land, it is so timely and so important for this time and era, for all that our culture is enduring. And it is our kids. Our kids are the ones, Jen, they're paying the price.
They are. And Bill, when somebody's on social media, one of our psychologists that we work with, we want to make sure we incorporate psychology into the movie with biblical answers on how we overcome those lies. Girls, mostly girls, because we want more than anything to be liked. That's how the woman wants to be pursued. And we have to get liked by Jesus. But when you're talking to a teen, that's very hard. So when the teen puts a photo up, they're looking for those likes. And we actually wrote a book called Beauty and Likes. And the reason why they're looking is because it releases these endorphins in the brain, making you feel this high. So the opposite, when they don't get the likes or they get negative comments, it does the reverse, causing people to feel really low, creating depression, eating disorders, things that we've never seen in our history at this climax. And that's one of the hopes that we have with the farmer and the bell. You're laughing. You got pigs with Santa hats on at the Santa Land game where the song is sang. You got you got John Schneider and Becca Shea, an incredible singer, you know, singing Holly Jolly Christmas and Silent Night by Corbin Burnson. And all these songs are on our CD. And people just walk away recognizing there is something more to life. You're laughing, but the pearls of wisdom, that beauty is on the inside. And then showing girls and women that we are God's magnificent masterpiece. And then really dialing in on what we identified as the most crucial part of beauty is joy. But it's not just random joy. It's the joy of Jesus. And then we couple that with serving one another with the gift God has given us, as it tells us in 1 Peter 4:16. And when we pour those gifts into somebody else, like you see my character learn to do in this movie, all of a sudden the spirit lifts and the spirit lifts and people start to see this and go, wow, that's how I could be deemed as beautiful. Therefore, be liked and loved by Jesus.
Yeah, and it's sustained beauty. It's not temporal. It's the things that are above this world. And that is the challenge. I tell my kids all the time, there's the story of the crab in the... Did I ever tell you the story of the crab in the box?
No, I want to hear it.
Okay. This business guy's in... he's in San Francisco, and I'm sure you've been there, you and your husband, at Aliotto's, the world-famous Aliotto's there. Great restaurant. And he's waiting for his name to be called, because you go there, and even if you have a reservation, you have to wait. And so he's outside the restaurant, and he's just kind of observing, and right outside the restaurant, of course, is Fisherman's Wharf. And this guy's selling live crabs out of this little blue box.
And he notices that the guy doesn't put the lid back on the box. And he's seeing crab pinchers, you know, reaching out over the box. And he's going, wait, this doesn't make sense. I mean, he's got live crabs there. The water's there. I mean, one hop, skip, and a jump, and he's lost his inventory, right? He's thinking this to himself. And so finally the curiosity gets to him as he's still waiting for his name to be called. And he goes up and he asks, hey, look, I've been watching you selling these live crabs. I mean, there's the water right there. Aren't you afraid you're going to lose your inventory? And he goes, oh, you don't understand. He says, crabs, they're like people. As soon as one tries to get out of the box, the others reach up and grab them and pull them back down.
Really?
Huh?
Fabulous analogy.
Yeah. And this is where we are in the temporal world, is we're crabs in a box, because the temporal mindset doesn't want you elevated. It doesn't want you to attain and understand your God-given identity, who you are and whose you are. You know, those two things go hand in hand, who you are and whose you are. And this is why our identity and what you do with your movie is so important here. And it's so uplifting, and uplifting in every sense of the word, not uplifting just because, it feels good, but it takes you up and away into the realm of the supernatural, where, as you talked about, Jen, about joy, this isn't, joy just, at a horizontal and a superficial level. This is joy that can only come from a relationship with God, right?
Right. And our teens, it's hard for them to really conceptualize that because of the maturity of the brain. And right. We identified that lie. And so a quick little visual, our story begins where Grammy gives my character as an 8-year-old a bracelet that has inscriptions of heirloom on this charm saying beauty is on the inside and a pathway to obtain this beauty. She loses at a pig farm called Santaland. Fast forward, she's 8 years old at home with her mom crying. And her mom gives her this magazine. And on the top of the magazine, it says, looks aren't everything. They are the only thing. And so this 8-year-old gets this lie implanted in her heart, which these lies start at age 5. She looks in the mirror and she goes, I know what I want to be. I want to be beautiful. Then everybody will love me, because she was bullied at Santa Land. Fast forward, she's now at the end of a super famous modeling career, and she's aged out, and her beauty is no longer there. And she says, I am nothing, and so she needs to find this bracelet. And and it really helps teens understand that when we realize our beauty comes from Jesus, not the world,
right,
start to have that hope again.
Yeah, exactly. And what a great story. Of course, we're starting to hear in the background some Santa Land music. Actually, Farmer and the Bell is what we've got in the background, right?
This is actually Don Schneider's original song called Spirit of Christmas. And he sings it on the stage in the movie. And here's a little trivia piece. When we worked on the movie Teen Beach, John and I, he told me how much passion he had for singing. And this is before his singing career recently just popped up. And I remembered that, so when we were producing The Farmer and the Bell, and I want John to come into the movie on stage in the movie, I want him to sing a song, and so
that... Generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you...